On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 27, Mahikeng 29.
Got another stationary vehicle on the N1 North after New Road, and we've got reports of very busy conditions at the Pumalani Toll Plaza. If you're heading that way, it's expect delays.
The KwaZulu-Natal Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs says disaster management teams are on high alert following torrential rains leading to flooding that claimed three lives. They say the flooding also damaged roads and infrastructure in Mamzantoti. The department spokesperson, Selenzwe Miza.
Our biggest concern, though, is areas that are low-lying. We are concerned that there could be disruptions. We are concerned that there could be an unnecessary loss of life. We've had incidences whereby people are crossing rivers, are crossing bridges, and we continue to urge our communities to take these warnings seriously, as they do pose a serious risk to human life.
Two suspects have been arrested in connection with the murder of well-known media personality Warwick Stock, commonly known as DJ Warras. Stock was killed on 16 December in Johannesburg CBD. Gauteng Provincial Government spokesperson Elijah Matlanga confirmed that the suspects were apprehended in Soweto.
We still appeal to members of the public to make additional information available to the investigating team so that they're able to put together a very strong case to ensure that we secure a conviction and that those that are found guilty are sent to jail for a very long time.
The N3 toll concession says that since the start of the holidays, consistently busy traffic conditions have been experienced on the N3 toll route in Mpumalanga, Free State, Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. At peak times, traffic volumes of around 13,000 vehicles per day have been recorded at the busiest toll plazas. N3 toll concessions Tanya Dugra says traffic volumes are expected to continue into the next few days, particularly in a southbound direction.
This morning already, volumes appear to be increasing, and we expect that tomorrow, the 24th of December, will be particularly busy. This holiday season has been characterized by persistent bad weather, heavy thunderstorms, rain and mist, and as a result, reduced visibility. All of these conditions place additional strain on drivers.
US President Donald Trump says it would be smart for Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro to step down as tensions mount between the two countries. This amid a massive US naval buildup in the Caribbean Sea as Trump applies pressure on Maduro, including attempts to cut off his oil revenues.
He can do whatever he wants. I mean, we have a massive armada formed, the biggest we've ever had. If he plays tough, it'll be the last time he's ever able to play tough. But they sent their prisoners into us. They sent people from jails. They sent people from mental institutions and insane asylums into the United States, just walked right in because Biden had an open border policy.
And the government has sent out congratulations to Bafana Bafana on their 2-1 win over Angola in the AFCON opening match last night. Government has sent its best wishes to the team going forward. I'm Emil Pinar for myself and the rest of the newsroom. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Why, thank you, Emil. Now, before you hit the road, son, because he's got his bag packed, he's ready to go. Holiday format news ends at 12. Shall we just remind the folks that there's no news coming up for 3 consecutive days?
Yes, so the 24th, 25th and 26th. No news.
I'll be monitoring the newspapers. Make sure no...